Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome to September and the full eclipse moon in Pisces tonight. Recently and throughout September, we have had some incredible energy pouring down on planet Earth. We are well on our way to the ascension process, and the body is changing at the cellular level. We have cosmic radiation coming in. It is challenging how the cell works. The mitochondria, the energy, is changing how everything works within the body. At a quantum level, the cell is now trying to adapt to light, which has changed over to a quantum source of energy. It's creating a buffering in terms of your ability to be able to integrate it into the body system. This can be experienced as chronic fatigue, tiredness, and exhaustion. Please don't worry, because the body will integrate. I have had this for weeks now and have been feeling tired and exhausted daily, but I have a double Pisces in my astrological chart. I have a Pisces sun and my Pisces moon is at 15 degrees, which is exactly where the eclipse is tonight. We've had some massive waves of energy. I call the present growth waves of energy. The first big wave was in July at the 7-7 gate. And then we had the Lionsgate portal in August on 8-8. In September, we're going to experience the 9-9 gate portal. That will be Tuesday, right in the middle of the two eclipses and the fall equinox. 9-9 brings an extra whammy of energy, which brings everyone to their moments of ending and conclusion. We'll experience the karma and emotional cycles. We're experiencing a roundup of energies and moments that have been piling up all year. And this 9 year of 2025 at 9-9-25, which breaks down to a 7, spiritual awareness. September will be all about karma and emotional cycles coming to an end. We are opening up into a new beginning, while going into a deeper level of spiritual wisdom, aided by the energy of the 7 between these eclipses. What's happening is these powerful energies are changing our templates, the holographic ascension templates. The way all this works is that you go into a higher consciousness and coding changes. It will change your inner perception and your holographic matrix. Example. On Thursday night, my cousin passed away. I had planned to visit him on Friday, but was told in meditation that would be a futile trip. On Wednesday night, I knew he would pass before the morning. And then around 2 a.m., I woke up and I saw a large white orb pulsating on my ceiling. I knew within that Chuck had passed. When his wife called me in the morning to tell me he had passed, I told her that his energy had come to the house to say goodbye to me. I'm living in my grandmother's house, my family property, and Chuck was here often because it was his grandmother, too. So he came to say goodbye to me. You will begin to find out that everything is changing within you. Your perception of time is going to be wildly different. Things that happened yesterday will feel like ages ago. You might take a nap for an hour or so, wake up, and feel like what has happened that morning seems like weeks ago. This is getting more and more surreal, not because they are changing or time is changing, but because your anchor, your space and time continuum, energetically is in a different consciousness as you integrate more and more into these higher waves of energy. Your position is placed in a different way. That's how time travel works. When electromagnetic and gravity change, your placement where you actually are changes, and so does your perception change. Example: I was pulling out of a diner parking lot behind my friend after looking both ways for traffic. As my car entered the street, a huge Mack truck descended on me. He tooted, and I took a deep breath and said no, and the car was lifted up and placed on the street in the opposite traffic lane. There was no traffic coming, so I was safe. After the truck passed by me, I proceeded behind it and drove home. My wonderment was, why didn't I feel any fear? And why was my heart center feeling so strange? The heart center had been hit with a new quantum energy. Also, my body could pass through these energy and the energetic veil without coming to harm. And the feeling lasted about a week. The no fear was the removal of a learned energy block. If I had felt fear, I would have been hit by the truck. The absolute removal of fear enabled the universe to remove me from any danger. The car actually lifted in the air and was gently placed on the oncoming traffic lane. The new quantum energy forces you and your ego to react in a different way. When we have these massive energy waves coming in, as we do this month, it can sometimes feel like the ego, which likes familiarity, feels like something uninvited is encroaching on its familiarity, and it can become suspended for a moment. The no fear was because the ego was not able to clench its claws into a familiar response the way it always could before. As your perception changes, your ego will react in a different way. The ego becomes suspended, removing feelings of trauma, danger, and fear, almost like being numb. It removes the feelings of I'm in danger, I'm going to be hit, and allows the old consciousness to lose any reference points, which is especially to train. The old anchors of familiarity, am I sick, am I in danger, shift quickly, allowing the life-saving energies to enter and do whatever they must to save the situation. And that's part of what people mean when they say surrender. Not being able to or not having the ability to categorize what happened can create a feeling of death, of non-existence. The ego is a mask we all have acting like a template, but it's not your true self. However, the ego actually believes it is you, totally, beyond the expansion of the energetic body and your connection that is your soul, your connection to source inside yourself. When transformation comes in these next few weeks, it's going to sweep through the mind-body system. The ego often can't separate from the idea that the body is evolving and can go into fear of, am I being annihilated? For the ego, loss of control feels like death itself. That's why panic arises, even though the change is ultimately healing. If you can process the illusions of attack during this time and see beyond the limitations of the fading ego, the following week after the 15th will be one of healing as you continue to process your emotional cycles, this one and the next one that began earlier in the year. The energy of reflection is still with all of you and reworking with how you respond to the information. In this last quarter of 2025, the energy will continue with subconscious flooding, which is why some of you are reflecting back to your childhood experiences at the present time. As your consciousness prepares to release more inner child wounding, along with other issues you are holding on to, be prepared this week for more energies and upgrades. And this time, you will know that you are not under attack or have an illusion of any kind of threat. Know that you are loved. Trust the universe. There is much help from the other side, and that the physical body has been programmed to receive these upgrades with grace. You are safe. The programming came in before you entered the lifetime. Your soul knew that you would be in the time of transformation, and again, you are safe. Ascension is like a fingernail or a toenail. You don't see it growing every day, but after a month or so, you realize that they have grown longer and they need to be trimmed. The energy is like technology. It's increasing and continually increasing, and it will continue this until about 2030. We are all still in the window where the biggest changes will happen. The next milestone will be in 2027, and it will be spreading out to 2030. Then everything will begin to slow down again, and we won't be in that big window where the big energy waves are coming in. The templates are changing. We have massive conclusions coming in with these eclipses and the fall equinox. If you're in resistance in your relationships, jobs, things will just fall away. But if you're not, you may have moved down already. The last quarter of 2025 will be really, really different. It will clearly show you where your resistances are and what and where you need to move on from and conclude now, especially with the 997 and the Virgo eclipse coming on the date of the fall equinox. Tower energy is really ramping up. Sudden changes out of left field and totally unexpected will be happening to many of you. From 2023 through 2025, sustained high activity has become the normal, with the solar flares at 90 to 120 megahertz are now being thought of as normal. It's not unusual to see the harmonics elevated off the charts for longer stretches, strongly relating with increased solar flares, coronal mass ejections, and geomagnetic storms as the Earth's upper atmosphere receives continual, extra doses of new energy that are supercharging the resonance of the Earth's atmosphere. Now it's time to take a break for our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back to talk to you about the Blood Moon Lunar Eclipse in Pisces that's happening tonight, September 7th. It's a richly symbolic snapshot that captures the essence of this rare and powerful celestial event. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your weekly cosmic tip, week of September 8th through September 14th, 2025. At today's lunar eclipse, 5 of the 10 planets we use in astrology are in mutable signs. That means adaptability and flexibility are required for the rest of September. The mutable planets are Pisces, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Gemini. But Sagittarius is not present right now. All of the outer planets are now retrograde for several months, and they are gradually moving backwards into their previous signs. That means we have received a teaser of what's coming up next spring of 2026. But now we must finish up old business and close out old business in the months ahead. The lunar eclipse in Pisces wants to open up to a higher wisdom, a higher version of yourself, to improve and trust your intuition and just space out when the world is too much. The sun in the opposite side of Virgo reminds you to tend to all those little projects that you couldn't quite get around to. The trick is to balance your divine feminine with your analytical skills. If you are pulled back and forth between your options, you are in the perfect state of mind. The universe is helping you to see both sides of the same coin so that you have the information, both intuitive and logical, to make the best decisions for your future. Emotions tend to be heightened between eclipses. The Virgo solar eclipse is on the 21st, which is the same day as the fall equinox. So take a deep breath before you speak or shoot off a rude email or text. Mercury in Virgo until September 18th is a great editor, but can have an overly critical tone of voice. The messenger moves into diplomatic Libra for 3 weeks on September 18th to help you communicate in a graceful, softer way. Watch for world news under the influence of the Pisces lunar eclipse in Australia, Asia, East Africa, and the Mideast, plus the eastern part of Europe. Calcutta, Nepal, and Bhutan are especially activated. After the lunar eclipse tonight, we will be enjoying a mellow week. Monday is a high-energy day. It's easy to concentrate and build a vision for the future. You are becoming the commander of your future. The lunar T-square on Wednesday will be more challenging. It's not the best day to prove yourself at the office. Bosses may be in no mood to help anyone climb up the ladder to success. Friday brings in a positive energy with a bounty of cheerful, uplifting vibrations, promoting togetherness and communication. Be it love, work, or your personal life, it's all good. On Saturday, September 13th, the Sun and Mercury meet in Virgo. This is a good time to catch up on things you've been putting off and to tidy up, both in your living space, body, and mind. It's a catch-up day with emails, phone calls, and texts. The weekend's quality of time is distinctly subjective. Allow others to have different points of view, even if you disagree with them. On Sunday, stick with your intuition and logic, because you could be manipulated or lied to by somebody your heart wants you to trust. September marks the end of summer. Luckily, Mercury will help you shift your focus from fun and games over to work without even skipping a beat. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. And you can order from my website as well. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from the weekly cosmic tip. Tonight we're having the blood moon, the lunar eclipse in Pisces. So what's happening astronomically? We're having a lunar eclipse. It's total, so it's very powerful, commonly known as the blood moon. And it takes place tonight during this full moon in Pisces, which is also called the corn moon, because we are in harvest season. This will be the longest lunar eclipse since 2022, with totally lasting about 82 minutes, and that is very long. It will have a powerful effect on the planet. It feels like a very heavy feeling, like something is coming that is unavoidable. Like we're waiting for the second shoe to drop. The eclipse will be visible from Europe, Africa, Asia, and Australia, but not from North America. Now, the astrological meaning and energetic theme is Pisces plus Virgo are falling on the world axis. The moon in Pisces opposes the sun in Virgo, bringing surrender, a deeper spirituality, and manifesting body healing. That's the gift of Pisces. And people are getting more grounded. And they're using discernment to take care of their bodies now. And they're focusing on that. Because the body is the most important thing. But we misuse it and we forget about it until all of a sudden we may not have a part of it. This eclipse also brings emotional intensity and breakthroughs. Lunar eclipses are highly charged and often participate and bring about emotional breakthrough, endings, or sudden revelations. The energy is more potent than a typical full moon. It's like a sledgehammer. The eclipse can bring subconscious patterns or your illusions into sharp view, putting it right in front of you, creating a necessity to bring change in your life or to release something. It is, again, about endings and fidelities. I've been saying that a lot to you. But there is an optimistic uplift with Jupiter. Jupiter is a supportive trine to Pisces, and it brings emotional growth, insight, hopeful outcomes, even while you're going through any kind of family or emotional upheaval. We have challenges in communication, but that's been going on for 4 years at least. There's a tense aspect with Mercury, and it may stir internal confusion or emotional overwhelm, especially in how we think or communicate. And you'll be seeing that upset and confusion with our leaders and in our governments worldwide. The theme is always surrender and release. With any kind of energy coming from off the planet, it's always about letting go of outdated patterns, perfectionism, or illusions, and creating a space for spiritual alignment, embracing your intuition over your learned responses, your structure, or your same old, same old. Go within and get the messages that you need to continue your life with balance, caring, love, and awareness. The eclipse is going to bring transformation across areas of life. The astrology highlights shifts in loves, relationships, career, or personal identity, especially for the signs of Virgo, Scorpio, Pisces, and Leo. They will have emotional awakenings or come to a turning point. So expect those energies to come to those signs. Others may experience shifts in social life, home, or professional domains, depending on their chart. The professional domain might come as a surprise to you, but it is something that you knew deep within for a while. This eclipse is a moment of shadow work. We've been doing shadow work all year. This is a 9-year 2025. And it's imperative to do shadow work in order for you to let go, confront hidden truths, and step forward into your new life, which you will finalize in 2026 and then begin to move forward. So the theme is emotional clarity, transformation, shedding illusions, spiritual alignment, and intuition versus logic. That's the struggle here. Always follow your intuition. The Jupiter trine gives us grace. Mercury opposition advises very careful expression. Watch what you say. The signs of Virgo, Scorpio, Pisces, and Leo will have a special transformation in their life concerning love, passion, and their own inner identity. Watch, reflect, and journalize. Remember, this is not the best time for manifesting or pushing any outcomes. The eclipse is more than just a visible spectacle. It's an energetic catalyst for emotional awakening and spiritual evolution. We are ascending. We are getting higher vibrations and working with our blessed higher self. Whether visible from your location or not, the vibration will ripple through the collective, inviting release, clarity, endings, finality to bring us new wonderful possibilities and new beginnings. The skies are delivering a powerful gift to you. While eclipses are often thought of as dramatic turning points, this one carries a unique, healing, and hopeful energy. It reminds us that change does not have to be fearful. It can be liberating, compassion, and soul expanding. That's my favorite part, the soul expanding. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. It rules the realm of dreams, intuition, and spiritual surrender. This eclipse is like a cosmic reset button. Push it hard. It's urging us to release burdens that no longer serve us. Old worries, limiting beliefs, or emotional patterns that keep us from fully embracing our joy. Under this lunation, endings are not losses. They are gentle closures that make space and open up for something brighter. It's important to keep in balance. With the moon in Pisces opposing the sun in Virgo, we are encouraged to find harmony between structure and flow. Virgo teaches us discernment and healthy habits. Work, 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 while Pisces opens the door to compassion, faith, and imagination, also healing. Together they remind us that we can live grounded lives while still embracing the mystery and magic of life. To add to it, we have Jupiter's blessing. The eclipse is beautifully supported by Jupiter in Cancer, the planet of good fortune. This influence softens the intensity of the eclipse energy, offering hope, perspective, and opportunities for growth. Even if change feels sudden, it will likely guide us toward a more positive and aligned path for ourselves. The wonderment is the ascension. We are having a collective spiritual awakening. On a collective level, the Pisces blood moon may awaken deeper empathy and connection. Connection to spirit. Connection to the universe. Connection to anything beyond us. It encourages us to listen more to our inner self, to judge less, and to act from love rather than fear. It's a chance to dissolve barriers between ourselves and others, strengthening community, creativity, and compassion. Here's some ideas on how to work with this energy in the next few days. Reflect and release. Journal about what you're ready to let go of. Trust that the releasing clears a space for abundance in many ways. Meditate or pray. Pisces energy heightens intuition, and this is a beautiful night for inner stillness. Create your art, your music, your writing, and channeling the eclipse's spiritual current into something tangible and uplifting. Create your personal spiritual gift for mankind. Rest. Allow yourself to dream, to nap, and restore. Messages may come through your subconscious, as well as healing energy to heal that which you're not aware of. The Pisces full moon eclipse is not just a celestial event. Is an invitation to heal, to hope, and to reconnect with what truly matters. Rather than feeling the shadows, you are reminded that every ending births a new beginning. This eclipse encourages you to trust the flow of life, knowing that the universe has a way of guiding us towards inner peace and purpose. So it will calm you down and fill you up. Carries healing and a spiritual promise. We're going to take a break for our half hour, and then I will give you my gift of how each zodiac sign could experience its blessings tonight. We'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And we're back from our half-hour break, and that was Barbara Streisand singing Between Yesterday and Tomorrow. And that's exactly where we are, but right now we're in the process of stepping into tomorrow. So tonight we're having a total lunar eclipse in Pisces, and it's inviting us all to release and realign and rise up and ascend into something brighter. While eclipse energy can feel intense, This one carries healing and spiritual promises. So here's how each zodiac sign may experience these blessings. Starting with Aries. This eclipse stirs your dreams and subconscious, offering clarity around what you truly want. By letting go of hidden fears, you make space for spiritual renewal. Expect breakthroughs in intuition and creativity. Here is a ritual for you, Aries. Light a single red or white candle, or both. Sit quietly and breathe deeply, imagining flames burning away any and all self-doubt. Your question to spirit, what fears or hidden beliefs am I ready to release so I can step into my next chapter with courage? Ask yourself that just before you go to bed at night, and you should receive an answer by morning. Taurus. For you, this eclipse lights up the community and friendship sector. Old connections may fall away, while new, more supportive networks emerge. This is a chance to surround yourself with people who inspire your growth. Here's the ritual for Taurus. Write the names of people or groups who are no longer supporting your growth on a slip of paper. Bury it in the earth with gratitude for what they once gave you. The question to ask spirit is, who truly uplifts me, and how can I cultivate more of that supportive energy in my life? Gemini. Your career and public life are in focus. A shift may bring exciting new recognition, or you may finally feel ready to pursue a dream path. Trust that professional changes open doors to long-term fulfillment. The ritual for Gemini. Place your journal on a small stone or crystal on your desk. Speak your career dreams aloud, then write them down in the journal with clarity. Keep the stone nearby as a reminder. What to ask spirit? What kind of work or public contribution will bring me not just success, but joy? Cancer. This eclipse energizes your spirituality and higher learning. You may feel called to travel, study, or explore new philosophies. A wave of faith and optimism washes over you, helping you see life from a broader, more hopeful perspective. The ritual for Cancer. Pour a bowl of water, place your hands over it, and whisper your intentions into the water for growth. Afterwards, pour the water into the earth in front of your house as an offering. What to ask spirit? Where in my life am I ready to expand my perspective and invite in faith and learning to add to my lifestyle? Leo. Transformation is your theme, Leo. This eclipse helps you shed old attachments and fears, especially around intimacy, finances, or shared energy. A powerful emotional renewal is at hand, bringing strength and deeper connection with relationships, perhaps a new love affair. Leo's ritual. Take a salt bath. Or soak your hands and feet, if that's easier. As the water drains, imagine releasing old fears or attachments that no longer serve you. What to ask spirit? What am I ready to let go of so I can experience deeper trust and intimacy with spirit and the universe? Virgo. With the eclipse directly opposite your sign, relationships take center stage. This is a moment to heal partnership and attract soul-aligned bonds. It's about balance, learning to give without losing yourself, and to receive with grace. Here is Virgo's ritual. Light two candles, one white, one blue. The white one is for yourself, and the blue one is for your relationship. Meditate on balance between giving and receiving. What to ask spirit? What does a balanced, healthy partnership look like for me, and how can I invite this into my life? Libra. This eclipse activates your health, wellness, and daily routine. You're supported in letting go of habits that drain you, making room for more nourishing rhythms. A fresh wave of vitality and self-care flows in for you to incorporate into your life. Libra's ritual. Prepare a soothing herbal tea like chamomile or Elizabeth Joyce's healing tea. That would be perfect. Drink slowly, focusing on each sip as an act of love for your body. Feel the drops flow down through your body with love in every drop. Embrace it. Let it soothe you and allow yourself to get used to that beautiful feeling. Scorpio. Love, passion, and creativity sparkle under this eclipse. You may experience romantic renewal or artistic breakthroughs. Children or joyful hobbies could play a role in your blessings. It's a reminder that pleasure and happiness is sacred. Scorpio's ritual. Play music that stirs your heart. Dance, sing, or create freely, letting your emotions flow through art. What to ask, Spirit? How can I bring more joy and passion into my daily life without holding anything back? Sagittarius. Home and family take focus. This eclipse brings healing and renewal in your living situation, ancestry, or emotional roots. You may feel drawn to create a sanctuary or to release old patterns that limit your sense of belonging. Sagittarius ritual? Place a family photo or heirloom at your altar or on your table. Hold it with gratitude. Then visualize a golden light filling your home with peace. Know that your ancestors are always there for you. What to ask, Spirit? What does home mean to me now? And how can I make it a stronger source of comfort and love for me and my family? Capricorn. Your words carry power now. This eclipse opens fresh possibilities in communication, writing, teaching, and local connections. Expressing your truth and sharing your voice will draw in opportunities that you've been waiting for. Capricorn's ritual? Write down affirmations or truths that you want to speak. Read them aloud into the night air, letting your words carry the power. What to ask, Spirit? What message does my soul most want to share, and how can I begin expressing it more boldly? Aquarius. This lunation shines on your finances and self-worth. By releasing scarcity mindsets or unhealthy attachments to money, you invite in abundance. A new sense of security and self-confidence is within reach. Aquarius ritual. Gather a few coins or small tokens. Hold them while breathing deeply. Then place them somewhere safe with the intention of attracting abundance. What to ask, Spirit? What beliefs about money or self-worth am I ready to release so that I can welcome fulfillment and true prosperity? Pisces. This Pisces full moon eclipse is deeply personal. This rebirth moment is a chance to release an old identity and step fully into your authentic self. The universe is nudging you forward towards freedom, empowerment, and soul alignment. The Pisces ritual? Stand before a mirror. Look into your eyes. Place your hands on your heart and say, I release the past. I embrace who I truly am. What to ask, Spirit? Which parts of myself am I ready to honor? And how can I step more fully into my authentic self? A closing thought. No matter what your sign is, this Pisces full moon eclipse carries the same message. Release with love. Trust the unfolding. Trust the universe. And allow yourself to be guided by compassion and intuition. Endings are beginnings, and this eclipse is a cosmic doorway into greater harmony. And this message engulfs the entire community and the entire collective mind. We've come to the end of our show tonight, and of course we still have our meditation and our music. I hope you enjoy the ending and let yourself relax and meld into the music. I'll be back again next week with more information for you. Thank you for listening and good night. This is the Garden of Life Meditation. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck, because we can always change our thinking. As we learn to consistently choose positive thoughts, the old negative ones dissolve away. So sit with both feet flat on the floor and allow these messages and affirmations to penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are important to you at the moment. These concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As you absorb them by repetition, you are slowly enriching the very basis of your garden of life. So as we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to come into your consciousness, know that you are planting seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those old experiences, old hurts, and old pains, and I put them all on this stream and watch them begin to dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward and to new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which plane of action I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others release me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive, and in doing that, I set myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross the bridge with joy and ease. The old unfolds into wonderful new experiences. And you know, my life gets better and better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and thoughts stand in my way. New thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release all the things from my past that cloud my vision. I see the perfection in all of life. I willingly forgive. I breathe love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the aromatherapy of spring, all of the flowers blooming, and the wonderful, glorious sights of the brilliant colors. Take a deep breath and observe your life with joy, abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided throughout this day in making right choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continuously guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I break free and think wonderful thoughts. I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all
that I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. And so it is. Thank you.